Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, VLordGTZ, and with me today, I have my usual co-host, Laser Kid.
I am in love with the love, Hashira. I had to clarify that.
Yes, I think a lot of love was spread in this recent episode of Demon Slayer.
This was a really good one.
Yeah, it's a really good one for sure. Definitely a lot of loving going around, and some beautiful animation as well.
Oh, as always, beautiful tables on top of it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so today we're talking about Demon Slayer Swordsmith Village Arc Episode 10, the penultimate episode of the season.
Can't believe we're already here.
Yeah, it kind of feels weird that we're near the end already. We're in the last stretch, the final sprint.
I know, and it's like the dub just started to get going too. It's like, wow.
Yeah, so obviously we aren't done with Demon Slayer anytime soon, because like we still have the dub to talk about, and obviously there's going to be more seasons. They're probably going to announce a new season at the end of next episode, I'm sure.
Well, the manga's done, so they can kind of just do it when at their own pace, and I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big criticisms of this is that it's kind of been taking its time, and I kind of like that, though, because like...
I do, too. It's taking its time in ways to enrich rather than delay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, maybe it'd be better to get the perspective of, like, an anime only on this. But, like, for me, like, I guess knowing the progression of the story moving forward, it doesn't bother me that much that they're taking their time with this arc.
Likewise, in fact, I really hope they take their time with the next arc, because it was kind of rushed.
Yeah, I feel like the next arc definitely needs a bit more, meat on the bone, so to say.
Yeah, well, and spoilers, the next arc is the last one.
Yes, Laser, you spoiled the entire series.
I know. But, for the record, the last arc is good. There's no bad arc in Demon Slayer. None. But I think I said this on the manga episode when we actually got there, and I was actually I finished it just in time. It felt like there was more to be said and done in that arc that they just kept, but it kind of got rushed through to finish it. It felt like, and I know they weren't rushed by Shonen Jump, because you know, it was blowing up. They wanted to keep it going. The story just went the way it went, but it felt like there was more that was being set up, that could have been set up, but then just kind of paid off. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like Demon Slayer, specifically its final arc, kind of falls victim to the first story kind of predicament, where like you have a long form story and it's the creator's first time doing it, and like it's tough to wrap up something
and it is
get all the loose ends tied up neatly. I mean, Naruto had the problem, Bleach had the problem, though part of that extent was Kubo also being sick, and heck, I wouldn't be surprised if One Piece has that problem.
I'm hoping One Piece doesn't have that problem.
I hope so too, but honestly, I don't know. I feel like it can happen to the best creators out there.
I mean, take a look at the OG Dragon Ball. The manga ending to that is interesting.
I guess. I like the ending to Dragon Ball.
I like it. I mean, it's not like I dislike it. It's just kind of anticlimactic.
I guess. It kind of just is like, okay, Goku's off training Oob.
Goku is abandoning his family now. Bye!
Yeah. I'll come back for Christmas, guys.
At least if he'd said that, it'd be like, okay, he's not completely leaving them. He's just like, yeah, you don't need me anymore. I'm going to go train this guy that I don't know. Bye. Like, Goku training Oob is great. I love that. But this isn't the Dragon Ball podcast, as much as I'd like to do one.
Yeah, I mean, my friend Colton has a Dragon Ball podcast that he does with Sakaki. You should ask them sometimes to go on.
I would love to.
Yeah. But we're not talking about Dragon Ball today. We're talking about Demon Slayer. Maybe we'll talk about Dragon Ball another time.
This does not bode well for my ability to sidetrack.
Yeah, I know, right? We're so focused and topical here on the Demon Slayer podcast.
But yes, the Demon Slayer stuff. We have quite a bit going on with the Love Hashira Kanroji this time.
Yeah, I mean, Kanroji this time around whipped a Nainade with her whip-style sword.
I love that sword. I love it so, so much. It's so cool.
It's way more impressive than I thought it was in the manga, just because you actually see the...
You see it move.
Full scale of it. Yeah, you see it move, and like, once you realize, like, oh, it's kind of like a gymnastics ribbon. It's like really cool, like seeing it in motion.
This is the case for the anime, definitely helps, because yeah, in the manga, it's still cool in the manga, but seeing it move the way it does really adds depth to the anime, going, oh, look at that.
Yeah, and like a lot of the sequences where like Kanroji's fighting the hatred demon against like the stone dragons, and she's kind of doing those dance like movements and like slicing them to bits, is like, it's so well animated. It looks so good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I really love the moment though where Kanroji's about to cut off Hatred Demon's head, and then Hatred Demon does like a Nappa beam cannon.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Oops, I screwed up.
Yeah, but like only like temporarily knocks out Kanroji. Like, for the most part, she's fine, which is, like, crazy.
Yeah, she gets knocked out just long enough to give us a backstory.
Yeah.
Which, quite a backstory, actually. Not like Tokuto's backstory, where you're crying your eyes out, but it's something.
It's not, like, a depressing backstory, but it's definitely, like, oh, man, you feel bad for Kanroji.
She's had a bit of a problem. Like, she just wants to have a family and get fall in love, and... People are like, oh, I don't want to get... Your hair is weird. I don't want that in my kids. It's like, dude, hello? Is that really all you care about is the hair color?
At least she could beat up sumo wrestlers and eat more than
that. Beat up sumo wrestlers. Absolutely. She also can out-eat them.
Hinomaru is shaking.
Hinomaru and the sumo versus Kanroji. Who will win?
Probably Kanroji.
Probably Kanroji. I love Hinomaru, but...
Hinomaru works hard, but Kanroji, I think, has genetics on her side.
Yeah! Although, hey, he's overcome those kinds of odds before.
Yeah, he definitely has. But we kind of learn a bit about Kanroji. She grew up in a very loving family. She was always strong since she was a baby, lifting like 33-pound blocks to help her mother. That seems like so funny, because it's like, aw, it's baby Kanroji lifting... random objects.
Girl helping mom as an infant, going, oh, you need help lifting? Okay, I could do that. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And, like, you kind of get that idea where, like, she almost goes down a different path, like, just kind of, like, dyeing her hair black, pretending that she doesn't eat a lot, not showing off her strength. And, like, at some point, she, like, encountered, like, the Demon Slayer Corps and Ubeyashiki, and, like, she found a place where, like, she had belonging, which is, like, really cool. You kind of
also have early hints of something else, which makes me very happy to see.
Oh, yeah, we do, which is very nice.
It's very nice to see a certain scene with a certain other Hashira.
Indeed. Yeah, God. I mean, like...
I love that so much.
Yeah, like... Obinai just gives her socks.
He gives socks, she's like, oh, treasure it! Oh, don't do that! But I couldn't do that. Yeah, but if don't worry about that. But if they break, let me know. I'll get you another. So cute. I love them.
Like, I'll buy you more. I'm the sock whisperer.
Okay. It's just like, oh, he's so... They're just the two of them. The two of you kids.
I'm rooting for those kids.
I'm rooting for those kids. I've been rooting for those kids. They're good kids.
I think, like, Obadiah's like 21. I think they're both, like, in their 20s.
To me, that's like half my age.
I guess, yeah. Laser, you are an old man. Though, I mean, I'm
getting older
than that now.
little under 2 weeks, I will be 42.
God.
Yeah, I'm old. I am the fossil of the Toonami Faithful crew. I'm over here going, back in my day, I had to go to Blockbuster to rent VHS tapes of anime. That's how I watched Denchi. And I'm not joking, by the way.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay, yeah. Kanroji's like 19.
Like I said, I'm rooting for them kids. I mean, they're young adults.
They're younger than us. So
when I say kids, I don't mean like children. It's just like, yeah, they ain't kids. Okay, kids. Are you a winning kid?
Are you winning, son?
Are you a winning, son?
Did you kill that Muzan, son?
Did you kill that Muzan, son?
Oh my God.
We're terrible.
But yeah, I mean, luckily, Tanjiro and the gang kind of break Kanroji out of kind of her knocked out state, and that really motivates her to like go all out against the hatred demon. She even awakens her mark, which is like a kind of like a flower type mark.
Yep, yep. And it even gets remarked on by the demon, the hatred demon is like, that's like a demon mark.
Yeah, it is. Very interesting. I wonder what all this means.
I don't know. I do know, but I'm trying not to be obvious. I wonder.
What
could it be, says the manga reader.
Thinks in manga reader.
I like to laugh in manga reader. That's my favorite thing to do. Because I'm not normally the manga reader. Normally I am the anime guy. There's only a few things where I'm the manga reader, but this is one of them.
Yeah, so anyways, Kanroji starts going all out against the Hatred Demon, and then even Genya, Nezuko, and Tanjiro get into the fray. And it's kind of like a small moment, but Genya even mentions how his powers work a little bit, where like Genya starts biting one of the dragon.
He starts eating it, and Tanjiro's like, aren't you going to get sick or something doing that?
Yeah, and he's just chopping away. He's having a demon dinner.
He's having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, so essentially, like, Genya's powers work is that by devouring demons, he gets demonic traits. So that's why he's, like, kind of looks like a demon half the time, because he's been eating demons.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, kind of effed up, but hey, if it works, you do you, I guess, Genya.
Indeed, but it does work for him.
Yeah. But, like, eventually, like, they kind of realize, oh, wait, yeah, if Kanroji's taken care of Hatred Demon, we should go find Hatengu's main body so that we can actually take down Hatengu. So, like, Nezuko, Tanjiro, and Genya go on the chase. And, like,
indeed.
Hatengu's, like, put himself in this, like, weird wooden, like, containment area.
It's so weird.
Yeah, and they have to, like, try to break it open, and Nezuko literally lights it on fire. Which is, like, at that point you'd think that would just kill him. But I guess, like, he can just, like, slip out of it. Which is, like, such the funniest thing. It's like they're literally, like, trying to catch, like, a mouse. It's like Demon Slayer Tom and Jerry.
That is not a comparison I expected, but yeah, kinda.
Yeah. And, like, we even get, like, a little scene where, like, Hatengu's running away, and, like, Tanjiro's like, don't run away! You have responsibilities!
I didn't lie! I've never lied in my whole life! I wonder why he's saying that.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Hatengu, he's so innocent. He's done nothing wrong.
He's done absolutely nothing wrong. I don't know why you'd think otherwise. That's silly.
Yeah, totally not. And, like, it gets to the point where, like, Genya throws a tree at him. He rips out a tree. He, like, rips out the tree and just chucks it at him. It was like, what the heck?
He totally does.
It kind of reminded me of, like, God, I'm making another Dragon Ball, like, reference here, but it's, like, Tao Pai Pai from...
throwing a pillar and jumping on it, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see it.
And then even, like, Tanjiro Nezuko, like, pouncing on Hatengu, too. Like, the episode literally ends with, like, Nezuko about to, like, kick Hatengu. Which is, like, such a great cut.
I love the cliffhangers this season. The manga world isn't quite this cliffhangery, but this season has been great about it. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, they want to keep us hungry. And they're definitely keeping us hungry for a very big feast, since the next episode is 70 minutes long.
Woo, that's a big boy. We have a big opener and a big closer this season.
We're going out with a bang.
Indeed.
So yeah, I mean,
if it's anything like the end of last season, it's gonna be beautiful.
It sure will be. It's going to be a spectacle to behold.
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess not much happened this episode. It's basically one big fight, but it's an enjoyable fight.
One big fight with Kanroji moments, and Kanroji moments are adorable and precious. And that's pretty much what I'd say about this episode. Good one, though. Very good. Everything was very enjoyable.
Yeah, I'd agree. It's a consistently enjoyable Demon Slayer episode, which is all we can really ask for.
Indeed.
Laser, what are your expectations for the final episode, the final bout?
I think a lot of people are going to be very happy. I know what's going to happen, and it's good stuff. And at this point, I know UFO Table will bring out all the stops for finale. I expect some of the best animation we've seen yet, because they seem to like to do that for the finales.
Yeah, nah, I'm sure they're going to bring the heat. Like, I think for myself, I think I'm also excited for the particular scene that you're thinking of as well.
I'm
also curious, like, how much they're going to adapt following this arc, because I feel like they might, with 70 minutes, might creep into the kind of little prelude before the final arc, but I don't know, they might save that for the next season.
We will see. There's plenty of denouement to go through after we finish off these demons. There's plenty of fallout to go through, and I would prefer we do that at the end of this season rather than the beginning of the next, but they've done it. I've seen them do it both ways, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think, like, there's definitely quite a few possibilities with how this can go about, and I'm curious to see what happens.
Likewise. It should be a very good time. The next episode we record should be monumentous. We'll be going, oh my god! It'll turn into Joseph Joestar. Almost guaranteed. Almost guaranteed.
Yes, yeah. We'll definitely be doing that.
Probably be doing that when I watch it. I'll just, like, lose my mind.
Yeah, it should be a very exciting episode, indeed. But yeah, I'm trying to think if we have anything else to say about this episode. I think, honestly, just very happy with the animation. Kanroji got some great spotlight here. And yeah, just a really good time.
Yeah, I think that's about the long and the short of it.
Yeah, but I guess then, let's not cut to the chase. We might as well leap out of here and prepare ourselves for the grand finale, which we'll be recording about in, like, 2 days, because we recorded this on, like, a Friday.
Yeah.
And by the time this is out, the final episode will probably be out. So, yeah. The magic behind-the-scenes info on our recording.
Ooh. Indeed.
But yeah, Laser, let's get out of here. So, where can people find you on the internet?
I hope you can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can find me frequently on the Toonami Faithful podcast. You can also find the V-Lord there occasionally. You can find my Toonami-focused writing over on ToonamiFaithful.com when I actually write things. CJ is going to murder me. You can find me on other podcasts on the V-Lord podcast universe. Most commonly the Dumb Weaves podcast, but I've made guest appearances here and there on most of your other podcasts, I think.
That you have.
So, V-Lord, where can people find you?
People can find me over on Twitter at VLordGTZ. And then I write various things for MangaMavericks.com as well as ShinamiFaithful.com. So you can check out my writing over there. And then I do a bunch of podcasts. The Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod with Laser Kid. Saturday Night Shoggy at Sat Night Shoggy, which is our Shogakukan focused podcast. And then Oversoul Shaman King podcast over at Shaman King Pod. So check out all of those. And as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast and on the Toonami Faithful website itself at ToonamiFaithful.com/DemonSlayerPodcast. You can also email us at DemonSlayerPodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us any questions, comments, or feedback. And if you have a question, we might even answer it on the podcast.
Yes, we actually answer things when we get things?
Yes, who would have guessed? We like interacting with our fans. And speaking of our fans, if you want to get more deeper into the grand Demon Slayer podcast and greater podcast lore, you can join the Demon Slayer podcast and V-Lord podcast universe Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, you get access to our release schedule, early access to episodes, bonus podcasts, and even outtakes when we go on tangents that are way too big to keep in the episode.
It happens more than you... Tangents, it happens more likely than you think.
That it does, that it does. So yeah, you can go find that over on patreon.com/DemonSlayerPodcastUniverse. But that about does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.
Remember, to prepare for the finale of Demon Slayer, you should eat lots of strawberry rice cakes.